All this week, we're celebrating StoryCorps in Chicago and sharing some of the thousands of stories recorded at the Cultural Center over the years. John Wahlfeldt played an important role in a dramatic piece of Chicago history, the devastating flooding of underground tunnels in the Loop. John had always been passionate about trains. Many years ago, his wife bought him a book about a mostly forgotten train tunnel system beneath downtown Chicago. In 2016, John brought the book to his StoryCorps conversation with daughter Laura and granddaughter Sarah. They all wanted a record of how important that book turned out to be.
What do you do for a living?
Now I'm just a lazy old retired man, but I used to work for the City of Chicago Department of Streets and Sanitation, Bureau of Electricity.
Do you remember what happened on April 13th in 1922? 1992, sorry.
That's better. I wasn't born yet in 1922. In 1992, one morning, I got up and was starting to get ready for work. The radio was on, and they were talking about all the water going out of the Chicago River. It looked like water going down out of a sink. And I knew about and had a book that your grandma had gotten me. It was called 40 Feet Below, and I had read it quite thoroughly. So when I looked at that, I knew right away that that tunnel system connected to pretty much all of the downtown buildings that were built in the first half of the century. And I actually found the book. I said, there's what happened. They broke through the tunnel, and the water is gushing out into the tunnel system.
So tell me what they did with this book that you had.
My boss, he called down to the commissioner's office, and he says, you know, that I knew about it and what it was. So he and I went immediately down to City Hall to show him the book and tell him what I knew and show him where I knew the breach was. They tried to find the book, and they looked in the Municipal Reference Library. It wasn't there. They went to several of the bookstores, and they couldn't find it. So my original copy was then sent down to the city's print shop in City Hall because nobody had it, and most of the people working for the city at that time didn't even know about the tunnel system. I was the star of the day, basically, because I was the one that knew where what had happened really happened, and how it had happened, and why it happened. And that book was a big part of that.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a father and a grandfather. As somebody that tried to do his best for Chicago and the citizens of Chicago.
No, I didn't get a promotion. I was general superintendent at the time, which is one of the two top spots in the Bureau of Electricity. So, no, they didn't promote me. I did get a few attaboys that I had had this knowledge just because I was a rail fan, and my wife had gotten me the book. You know, it was a chapter in Chicago's history, and it was something that I still have the book. It's right in front of me.
It was a birthday present, and I saw it, and I thought, ha-ha. He knew immediately what happened. First thing out of his mouth was, where is that book that you gave me?
John Wahlfeldt is 83 now and lives in Florida with his wife. Next year marks 30 years since the 1992 flooding of Chicago's Loop. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. You can continue to preserve stories with your loved ones through the StoryCorps app or StoryCorps Connect. For more information, visit StoryCorps.org/participate.